Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
A mixed bag of weather coming your way. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. A Port Colborne man is running along the shore of Lake Ontario aiming to raise money for youth sports. Adam Saltarelli set off on his journey from Queenston running to the Gananoque area in just 3 weeks, attempting 21 marathons in 21 days, all in support of Canadian Tire's Jumpstart program. He says he chose Jumpstart as the charity as it helps eliminate financial barriers for children to participate in sports.
When I was younger, I was trying to like afford, you know, different things like my car, some other payments and stuff. And it just, I had to stop doing my favorite sport at the time, which was martial arts. And that kind of like that financial pain, if other kids my age had to deal with that or younger, I thought that would, you know, that would bring a lot of harm and, tear people away from their goals. So I think Jumpstart's a great charity to support that cause and let younger kids get into the sport that they love.
He was in Northumberland County this weekend. His goal is to raise $5,500. Parts of Port Hope will be closed tomorrow for a filming of Murdoch's Mysteries. Filming will take place on John Street, Lent Lane, and Ellis Street. John Street between Walton Street and Augusta Street. Thursday between 4 p.m. and midnight at a private home on Baldwin Street. Residents should expect intermittent traffic control in that area. A Bewdley man is facing several charges for allegedly driving while prohibited. Last Wednesday, shortly before noon, officers observed a man in the area of Ballantyne and Division Streets operating what is believed to be a gas-powered scooter on the roadway. He was charged with, among other offenses, driving while under suspension. He was released with a later court date. In sports, the Jays and Royals at the Dome tonight, and the Lakers look to rebound against the Six Nations Chiefs in lacrosse finals. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
At Coburg Wine Cellar, wine is our passion. Summer is here, and Coburg Wine Cellar is here to help you prepare for every occasion. Whether it's by the pool, on the deck, around the campfire, or even at a wedding, we have amazing wines for you to make and enjoy. We've been brewing wine for 18 years, and you can have yours ready in just 4 to 6 weeks at affordable prices. Coburg Wine Cellar, love local, buy local, love your wine. 513 Division Street, Coburg. Call 905-373-9463 or visit coburgwinecellar.ca, a wine expert authorized dealer.
It's summer, and your team is working from the cottage, the patio, maybe even a beach chair. Honestly, not a bad setup. But while they're logging in from wherever, someone should probably be keeping an eye on things back at the office. That's where we come in. At Attitude IT, we keep your business secure and running smoothly, so your team can work from anywhere, and you can actually enjoy it too. Visit attitudeit.ca or call 905-432-7751. Go ahead, take the meeting outside. We've got the rest covered.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. A mix of sun and cloud today, slight chance of showers this morning, high 23, humidex 28, clear tonight, low of 12. A mix of sun and cloud tomorrow, high 24, cloudy with a slight chance of showers Thursday, high 24. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.